Reading for March 1st, entitled, Who is King? For one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. Before God's servants take up any work, they are to pray to God in all humility, with a sense of their dependence upon God, realizing that they must be worked by His Spirit. They are to guard against setting themselves up as kings, because if they do this, they will dishonor the Lord and make a failure of their work. All ye are brethren. Man's ingenuity, his judgment, his power to execute, all come from God. To God's service, all should be devoted. The principles of the Bible are to control the Lord's servants. His workers are ever to do justice and judgment, steadfastly keeping the way of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Make this the point round which your life centers, and then all things needful will be given you. Put the Redeemer's interests before your own or those of any other human being. He has bought you, and all your powers belong to Him. Make no man your king. Who is our king? He who is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. He is our Savior, our King. To Him you may always go with your burdens. However great your sins, you need have no fear of repulse. If you have injured your brother, go to him and confess the wrong you have done him. When you have done this, you may come to your King, asking Him for pardon. He will never take advantage of your confessions. He will never disappoint you. He has pledged His word to forgive your transgressions and to cleanse you from all defilement. The names of all His people are written in His book of life. Remember that Christ is our only hope, our only refuge. He bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 through 15. Taken from manuscript 3, dated March 1st, 1903, entitled, To Every Man His Work.